堂听 class.com。
Mommy, no, you are brave. Then, ask me if the snakes are poisonous. Mommy, no, you are brave. Then, ask me if the snakes are poisonous.
Mommy, yes, they are all poisonous snakes.Mommy, yes, they are all poisonous snakes.
Ask me if they have ever come out and bitten people. Ask me if they have ever come out and bitten people.
Tell me, yes.One of the snakes once broke the wires of the cage and crawled out. It attacked your neighbor's baby and killed it. Tell me, yes, one of the snakes once broke the wires of the cage and crawled out. It attacked your neighbor's baby and killed it.
Tell me,The interview is over. You must get going now. Tell me, the interview is over. You must get going now. Lesson 8. A shrew. Have you got our pictures developed yet?
Yes, I got them developed yesterday.
How much did it cost?
It cost 250 NT.
You were cheated. They should have charged you 210 NT at the most. Where did you get them developed?
I got them developed in the photo shop near the underpass. Do they often cheat their customers?
Yes, a lot of people have been cheated by them before. You shouldn't have gone there. By the way, where did you put the negatives?I want to get some more copies made.
They are on the top of the shelf in my bedroom.
It's dark here. I can't see anything.
I thought your eyesight was excellent even in the dark. Why don't you turn on the lights?
Because I don't know where the switch is.
Wait a minute. I'll go turn them on for you.
Look! There's a big cockroach on your desk light.
Quick! Go kill it for me.I'm scared to death.
Have you got any spray?
Yes, it's under my bed.
You must have been lazy. There are many insects in your room, simply because you haven't cleaned it for a long time. Starting now, I'll watch you make your bed, sweep the floor, and dust all the furniture every day.
Shut up! Who do you think you are?
I'm your fiancé. I'll soon become your husband.
I'm glad you haven't become my husband. If you interfere with my business again, I'll never marry you.
Have you got our pictures developed yet?
Have you got our pictures developed yet?
Yes, I got them developed yesterday.
Yes, I got them developed yesterday.
How much did it cost?
How much did it cost?
It cost 250 NT.
It cost 250 NT.
You were cheated.
You were cheated.
They should have charged you 210 NT.At the most.
They should have charged you 210 NT at the most.
Where did you get them developed?
Where did you get them developed?
I got them developed in the photo shop near the underpass.
I got them developed in the photo shop near the underpass.
Do they often cheat their customers?
Do they often cheat their customers?
Yes, a lot of people have been cheated by them before.
Yes, a lot of people have been cheated by them before.
You shouldn't have gone there.
You shouldn't have gone there.
By the way, where did you put the negatives?
By the way, where did you put the negatives?
I want to get some more copies made.
I want to get some more copies made.
They are on the top of the shelf in my bedroom.
They are on the top of the shelf in my bedroom.
It's dark here.
It's dark here.
I can't see anything.
I can't see anything.
I thought your eyesight was excellent, even in the dark.
I thought your eyesight was excellent, even in the dark.
Why don't you turn on the lights?
Why don't you turn on the lights?
Because I don't know where the switch is.
Because I don't know where the switch is.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'll go turn them on for you.
I'll go turn them on for you.
Look.
Look.
There's a big cockroach on your desk light.
There's a big cockroach on your desk light.
Quick, go kill it for me.
Quick, go kill it for me.
I'm scared to death.
I'm scared to death.
Have you got any spray?
Have you got any spray?
Yes, it's under my bed.
Yes, it's under my bed.
You must have been lazy.
You must have been lazy.
There are many insects in your room simply because you haven't cleaned it for a long time.
There are many insects in your room simply because you haven't cleaned it for a long time.
Starting now, I'll watch you make your bed, sweep the floor, and dust all the furniture every day.
Starting now, I'll watch you make your bed, sweep the floor, and dust all the furniture every day.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
I'm your fiancé.
I'm your fiancé.
I'll soon become your husband.
I'll soon become your husband.
I'm glad you haven't become my husband.
I'm glad you haven't become my husband.
If you interfere with my business again, I'll never marry you.
If you interfere with my business again, I'll never marry you.
Have you got our pictures developed yet?
Yes, I got them developed yesterday.
How much did it cost?
It cost 250 NT.
You were cheated. They should have charged you 210 NT at the most. Where did you get them developed?
I got them developed in the photo shop near the underpass. Do they often cheat their customers?
Yes, a lot of people have been cheated by them before. You shouldn't have gone there. By the way, where did you put the negatives? I want to get some more copies made.
They are on the top of the shelf in my bedroom.
It's dark here. I can't see anything.
I thought your eyesight was excellent, even in the dark. Why don't you turn on the lights?
Because I don't know where the switch is.
Wait a minute. I'll go turn them on for you.
Look, there's a big cockroach on your desk light.
Quick, go kill it for me. I'm scared to death.
Have you got any spray?
Yes, it's under my bed.
You must have been lazy. There are many insects in your room simply because you haven't cleaned it for a long time. Starting now, I'll watch you make your bed, sweep the floor, and dust all the furniture every day.
Shut up. Who do you think you are?
I'm your fiancé. I'll soon become your husband.
I'm glad you haven't become my husband. If you interfere with my business again, I'll never marry you. Section 1. Have you ever gotten injured?
Have you ever gotten injured?
Yes, I got seriously injured when I played baseball last month.
Yes, I got seriously injured when I played baseball last month.
Did you get hit by a ball?
Did you get hit by a ball?
Yes, I got hit on the head.
Yes, I got hit on the head.
Did you get knocked out?
Did you get knocked out?
Yes, I was unconscious for half an hour.
Yes, I was unconscious for half an hour.
Were the other people shocked?
Were the other people shocked?
Yes, they were so frightened that they didn't know what to do.
Yes, they were so frightened that they didn't know what to do.
Did they take you to the hospital?
Did they take you to the hospital?
Yes, they finally did. They carried me on a stretcher.
Yes, they finally did. They carried me on a stretcher.
Did you get any stitches?
Did you get any stitches?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
When did you get the stitches out?
When did you get the stitches out?
I got the stitches out 10 days later.
I got the stitches out 10 days later.
Section 2. Did you see my watch?
Did you see my watch?
No, I didn't. Have you lost it?
No, I didn't. Have you lost it?
It must have been stolen. I put it on my dressing table when I took a shower. It disappeared in 5 minutes.
Must have been stolen. I put it on my dressing table when I took a shower. It disappeared in 5 minutes.
You shouldn't have said that. I'm fed up with your irresponsible words. You are always losing things simply because you are forgetful and careless.
You shouldn't have said that. I'm fed up with your irresponsible words. You are always losing things simply because you are forgetful and careless.
Section 3. Didn't you say you would give me a call last night?
Didn't you say you would give me a call last night?
Yes, I did, but I was so busy in my office that I forgot to.
Yes, I did, but I was so busy in my office that I forgot to.
That's just an excuse. You shouldn't have broken your word. If you ever break your promise to me again, I'll never talk to you.
Just an excuse. You shouldn't have broken your word. If you ever break your promise to me again, I'll never talk to you.
4. Did you go meet your ex-wife last night?
Did you go meet your ex-wife last night?
Yes, but I shouldn't have gone.
Yes, but I shouldn't have gone.
Why? What happened?
Why? What happened?
I was fooled by her. She said she wanted to discuss our son's education with me, but she only tried to persuade me to remarry her all night.
I was fooled by her. She said she wanted to discuss our son's education with me, but she only tried to persuade me to remarry her all night.
Don't you want to consider remarrying her?
Don't you want to consider remarrying her?
It's good to have a family reunited.
It's good to have a family reunited.
No, I won't take that into consideration.
No, I won't take that into consideration.
I don't want to be trapped by her again.
I don't want to be trapped by her again.
You should forgive her.
You should forgive her.
Women are always like that. They are sentimental.
Women are always like that. They are sentimental.
Have you ever gotten injured?
Yes, I got seriously injured when I played baseball last month.
Did you get hit by a ball?
Yes, I got hit on the head.
Did you get knocked out?
Yes, I was unconscious for half an hour.
Were the other people shocked?
Yes, they were so frightened that they didn't know what to do.
Did they take you to the hospital?
Yes, they finally did. They carried me on a stretcher.
Did you get any stitches?
Yes, I did.
When did you get the stitches out?
I got the stitches out 10 days later.
Did you see my watch?
No, I didn't. Have you lost it?
It must have been stolen. I put it on my dressing table when I took a shower. It disappeared in 5 minutes.
You shouldn't have said that. I'm fed up with your irresponsible words. You are always losing things simply because you are forgetful and careless.
Didn't you say you would give me a call last night?
Yes, I did, but I was so busy in my office that I forgot to.
That's just an excuse. You shouldn't have broken your word. If you ever break your promise to me again, I'll never talk to you. Did you go meet your ex-wife last night?
Yes, but I shouldn't have gone.
Why? What happened?
I was fooled by her. She said she wanted to discuss our son's education with me, but she only tried to persuade me to remarry her all night.
Don't you want to consider remarrying her? It's good to have a family reunited.
No, I won't take that into consideration. I don't want to be trapped by her again.
You should forgive her. Women are always like that. They are sentimental.
Drill, Section 1. Ask me where I am headed. Ask me where I am headed.
Tell me you're going to the barber's. Tell me you're going to the barber's.
Ask me if I'm going to get a haircut. Ask me if I'm going to get a haircut.
Tell me, no, you're going to get your hair shampooed. Tell me, no, you're going to get your hair shampooed.
Ask me what I did over the weekend. Now, ask me what I did over the weekend.
Tell me you didn't do much of anything. You just stayed home and typed some letters. Tell me you didn't do much of anything. You just stayed home and typed some letters.
Ask me if I write a lot of correspondence. Ask me if I write a lot of correspondence.
Tell me, yes, you often correspond with your pen pals. Tell me, yes, you often correspond with your pen pals.
Ask me if I have many pen pals. Ask me if I have many pen pals.
Tell me, yes, you have quite a few. Tell me, yes, you have quite a few.
Ask me if that's how I met Stephen. Ask me if that's how I met Stephen.
Tell me, yes, he used to be your pen pal. You corresponded a lot before you met. Tell me, yes, he used to be your pen pal. You corresponded a lot before you met.
Ask me what Stephen's occupation is. Ask me what Stephen's occupation is.
Tell me he is a professional journalist. Tell me he is a professional journalist.
Ask me if he is from Chicago. Ask me if he is from Chicago.
Tell me, yes, he is. Tell me, yes, he is.
Ask me if his favorite form of recreation is water skiing. Ask me if his favorite form of recreation is water skiing.
Say yes, and then ask me how I know. Say yes, and then ask me how I know.
Tell me, Stephen and you were born and raised in the same town. You were even in the same kindergarten class. Tell me, Stephen and you were born and raised in the same town. You were even in the same kindergarten class.
Ask me if I have ever met him in Taiwan. Ask me if I have ever met him in Taiwan.
Tell me, no. You didn't even know he was in Taiwan. Tell me, no, you didn't even know he was in Taiwan. Then, ask me how long he has been here. Then, ask me how long he has been here.
Tell me he has been here for 5 months. Tell me he has been here for 5 months.
Ask me if he is used to the weather and customs here. Ask me if he is used to the weather and customs here.
Tell me, yes, it took him 3 months to get used to them. Tell me, yes, it took him 3 months to get used to them.